I once heard someone speaking, and he said, if there's one thing that's most important that you have to know, and he said what he thought is most important. I mean, for us in Yiddishkeit, everything is important. The kalus, the chamuras are all important. But if I would have to tell you what I think is something very, very important, something that you have to know when you're young, when you get older, it helps you grow, it helps you steig. And that's what I want to tell you tonight, Bez Hashem. You say that I hope you'll take, you'll understand enough, you'll internalize it, hopefully you'll eternalize it. We just learned the in Avos, the Mishnah of Kinyan Torah. Mem Ches Kinyanei Torah. Yet it seems that long before that, Shlomo HaMelech gave us Kinyan Torah. It seems like it wasn't Mem Ches Kinyanim, it seems like it was one Yesod. One Yesod that is really the Kinyan Torah. The Pasuk, as we know, in the Mishlei, in the Eshet Chayel, Chazal HaKadoshim Tait, is not only going on the Isha, not only going on the Eivishta, but Eshet Chayel is speaking about the Torah HaKadosha. And towards the end, the Pasuk says, Kappa Parsa La'oni Ziyodeh Shilcho La'evyoin. And it almost sounds like it's saying that who is Zoycha to Torah, like Rashi Taketaiches, who is Zoycha to Kinyan Torah? L'misha meisim atzmei aleha ka'oni boihi miskayem. You want to be Zoycha to Torah? Who is Zoycha to Torah? It's the one that his attitude, his relationship to Torah is like an oni. And that's the Kinyan Torah? In one easy lesson? Someone who feels like he's an oni when it comes to Torah. What's shat? What's the shaykhis? I have a different kasha. We just learned in Parsha Shlach a very frightening pasuk. Speaks about someone who's mevazed at Dvar Hashem. Ki Dvar Hashem baza ves mitzvasei hefer. And the pasuk is Messiah with the emuyim dika oinish. He kareis. The Eberstu will cut him off. What is Dvar Hashem Bazu? Who is someone that mevazed at Dvar Hashem? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Tzadik Tes has different pshatim, and they're all emes. The Gemara says going on someone who says ain't tayir min hashamayim, and not be kairis migal upon him b'tayir shalai kalacha. And then the Gemara says something that doesn't seem to fit in. With all of these major chatoyim, Zog the Gemara, one shot is called She'ef Shalasik B'Toyer Ve'ena Oisik. He has an opportunity to chaperai another Seder, another Limud, and Ve'ena Oisik. It's the Sant in Shulchan Aruch and Yeridei Reish in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Mechaber Pasuk is like this. That someone who has the ability to learn and doesn't learn, that is what the Torah HaKadoshah meant. Dvar Hashem Baza. And it bothered me. I mean, it's certainly a Ova in Chama Bittel Torah. But why is that Dvar Hashem Baza? Someone who says, Ein Torah Min HaShemayim, that's a Bezoyin HaTorah. Someone who's Megal Apanim B'Torah Shalai Kalacha is Mevazer HaTorah. Someone who doesn't learn, he loses an opportunity, certainly. But is that what's the bezoyin of Dvar Hashem Baza? And b'chlal, I guess more lamdas we could ask. There's no ma'isa. Someone who says something wrong, okay, mevazeh mayadoi, that's a ma'isa. Not learning is a shevel tasa. Why is that Dvar Hashem Baza? So I want to tell you tonight about a year that I was zoicha to know. Not long enough, unfortunately, he was nifta, the mate of Shnoisav. But I think he, by hearing a little about this person's life, I think we'll understand this chazal. I think we'll understand what the chokhmah of Shlomo HaMelech, I have to be Magdim, you're still young, and I have no doubt you won't understand, you won't fully comprehend what I'm telling you tonight. But the little that you will understand, I think should be enough. I was Zaych bin Awayid, someone in the prime of his life, a remarkably successful person, and a most accomplished person, an Elochayid. He was an honor student. He graduated from Harvard. He was a 0.40 average. Harvard is the most prominent school. I'll give you a mashal like Arshraga. That's what a Harvard is. He had a law firm that he owned that employed over 150 lawyers. You don't know the saga of success at its greatest. And one day, Vahi Ayoyim, he did the impossible. That nobody but nobody could begin to believe. He did the unimaginable. And he gave it all up. He sold his law firm. He moved to Brooklyn, to Kensington. And he became a Talmud in the yeshiva, where I learned. For many months, this remarkably successful lawyer lived in a basement apartment. He didn't have a phone. His son once told me he can't believe it. He can't call his father. He has to have his father wait by a payphone to get a call. If you didn't know him, you would think he lost his mind. And anybody who did know him couldn't help but to wonder, how do you do that? How could a person do that? How could a person give it all up? Such mesiras nefesh. I'll give you a sum of what he gave up. You wouldn't believe it. How could a person have such mesiras nefesh? So I spoke by his shloshim. I said one nakuda. I think it's the emes of shat. You know how it was possible? Because it wasn't mesiras nefesh. It was simchas nefesh. And when the simchas hanefesh, when a person does something besimcha, when it's not mesiras nefesh, but simchas nefesh, then everything is possible. And nothing is too hard, and nothing is too difficult, and nothing is unimaginable. When someone not only learns, but when someone understands and realizes that Ashrei Misha Mole Batayra, that's when Mesiras Nefesh becomes Simchas Nefesh. And when someone not only learns the Chazal, but understands the Chazal, lives with the Chazal, the Mishnah, that ain't Toiv El Atayra, that you could have law firms, you could have money, and you could have bank accounts, and you could have everything in the world, you could have Kol Toiv Shebo'ilam, but ain't toiv al atayra. The only toiv is the amavaya and the amarava. Then it's not mysterious nefesh, because that's toiv. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim and Perek Ches teaches a pasuk and tells a very moving incident. Kadamer Chab Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan was nifta, those that knew him said about him, types the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, in miyitein ish es kolayim beisei bi'ahava she'ohav Rabbi Yochanan satayra. If someone would offer all the money in the world to Rabbi Yochanan, give me your ahava satayra, let me have your simcha satayra. Boiz yavuzu. Boiz yavuzu. Rabbi Yochanan would laugh at him. Rabbi Yochanan would think that's ridiculous. That's an offer. That's an offer. You're giving me what? For Havas HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan, it wasn't Mesiras Nefesh. Rabbi Yochanan's life was a life of Simchas HaNefesh. To the extent, Boiz Yavuzu Loi. And And that's the bracha. That's the unbelievable bracha of Simchas HaTorah. Because then nothing is too hard, and nothing is too difficult, and nothing is impossible. The Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Sovei teaches, V'tzamachta, the Torah of Yosef says, V'tzamachta b'chol ha-toiv. It's not toiv, it's kol ha-toiv, quintessential toiv. What is kol ha-toiv? What is the, that we can see the musta of kol ha-toiv? Types the Chaim HaKadosh, it's this Mishnah. Ein toiv ala Torah. Shim ha-yibnei adam ha-gishin, the Mesikas Varevais Tuv HaTorah, the person would tak understand, really understand, Ein Toiv Ala Torah, how you mishtagin u mislatin achareha, v'lo yishva v'ineya m'lo oylam chesed v'zohav l'ma'uma, ki ha-Torah k'ilelas kol Toiv v'sheba'oylam. And that is the Tzamachta b'chol ha-Toiv. And that's the bracha of Simchas HaNefesh. When someone understands Adadatis, the Abaya and the Rava, the Vim Taimid, the Vyashlaima, the Kivaega, the Rajvik, the Khoishan, that is Kol HaTov. Then it's not Mesiras Nefesh. And I once pointed out that Mabul HaRayan, how Chazal, how they lived in a different world. They lived in the world of Simchas HaTorah. They lived in a world, not in the Narishevelt, not in the Narishevelt that we live in, but they lived in the Velt of Torah. I saw four Gemaras. The Gemara in Brachis, that hey, Taitu the Pasuk in Tilim, Hechsheisi mitoiv, David HaMelech complained, I was quieted from toiv, ain't toiv ala Torah. And Vaita Memches, Ha'aret HaToiv, Taitu the Gemara, ain't toiv ala Torah. The one of the Zohar tied to the Basik, Sur Merav Asay Toiv, Ein Toiv Ala Torah. The one of Menachis tied to the Basik, in Shmoyf, Atiroi Seki Toiv, Ein Toiv Ala Torah. The Chaim HaKadosh is the Basik, V'samach Zebuchol HaToiv, Ein Toiv Ala Torah. Gliklich, 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 where our Chazal, they lived in the world of Ein Toiv Ala Torah. And that's the way the Kvaks in Torah. And that's the way Torah boitzich. We know in our times one of the greatest builders of Torah, who certainly made the greatest yeshiva and spread Torah, was a Baran Kotler. I wasn't Zoich, I never saw him. But I'll tell you a little incident. I think will shed light on why he did what he did. He was once with his Talmidim, it was Yom Tov, they were singing that famous niggin, Lulei Seyoscha Shashuai, Ozavarati Ba'ani. So Baran stopped and said, I don't understand. Ani? David was talking about Aeneas? He was threatened by the Aeneas, he would drown in his poverty. You learn Tanakh, the remarkable wealth that David had. David Melech Yisrael, what an Oishi he was. And he's worried about Aeneas. Avadati Ba'ani. So Baran said, yes, yes, yes. He was worried about the Aeneas. Because Lulei Seyrascha, without Torah, without the Torah of Torah, he realized he was an Ani. He realized he had nothing. He realized he was drowning in Aeneas. And it's that attitude. It's that attitude to Boitzich Torah. When someone is machshav what he does, when someone understands what he does, he doesn't just sing the niggun, Ashrei mi shamoli b'Torah, but he lives the niggun. That's the bracha of Simchas HaTorah. And that's the way you can see a person take it all and throw it away. Because he's getting a good deal. But you know, it's not only Rabbi Yochanan. It's not only this lawyer. Look around today. Look around in the world we live in. And think what's going on. Think about the hundreds and thousands of Baalei Tshuva. And you all know, if you hear from years past, I say the word Baalei Tshuva with the greatest derech eretz. Rav Schwab once said, it's the wrong word, Baalei Tshuva. They should be called tzaddikim. Look at the thousands of tzaddikim in our midst. And each one of them invariably is a story of remarkable mesiras nefesh. And if you know them, you'll see what I mean. They gave up careers, professions, families. They gave up habits of 30, 40, 50 years. They've become the ridicule of their own family. Some have to lose spouses, children. Could I do that? No, I couldn't. Could I give everything all up? I don't know. I don't think I could. And here you see thousands of people who don't know what a kiveg is yet. They don't know the tam of a rajba. They don't see the shenket of a yomtiv. And they gave it all up. And that's what we see today. We see an eloquent testimony. Im yitein ish es kol haim beisa bi'ahava. That's the bracha of Simchas HaTorah. And it's the chmavel al harayin. You have to sometimes watch. People, brilliant people with careers, the top of the world, and they start to mutchizich to know basic Gemara, basic tight words. L'chayr, what does l'chayr mean? What does Vav Aleph Tes? What does that stand for? Well, so, Vav Yud Lamed V'yeshlem, they don't know what that is. And you look what people are giving up just for the Dvar Hashem. And that, in our times, is what we see in Yitein Ish as Kol Haim Beisa Bi'ahava. They give it all up. You know how that's possible? You know how that's shaykh? That's the bracha. That's the bracha of Chashiva Tatayah. Chazinish in the Emunah V'Tochen, Perigimel, Oishu Tes, he writes about the remarkable Chashivas Chazal had for every Brekel Torah. He speaks about the Gemara in Horeis Daf Yud Beis, where we see the Gemara says, Rav Papa, Kedushas Nafsa Rav Papa, when he heard one halacha, he was told, he got up, come, Nashti al Roshay, V'yav Le Bartei. Kunebe the Nachum told him, Epsa halacha, and he went to Reisman Kalim, he gave him his daughter, he kissed him. Look at the Kedushas Chazal, how they were machshiv every Brekel Torah. And then he mentions the Gemara Menachos Yud Ches, the Ahavas HaTorah. The Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua said, Ashreichem Talmid Acham, he with Gemara says. And he said, the Pasuk Mo'ahavti Torah Secha, Kol Hayoy Misichasi. Look at these people for a Vor Torah, how they go race in a spilus. So the Chazon Ish writes, Divrei Chazal, these Gemaras, Kishemen HaToyv Yoyed LaHatzamayv. It's soothing. It's uplifting, this Gemara, LaHalev HaLevavayv LiAhavas HaTorah. How it's supposed to inspire a person, how it's supposed to uplift a person, to have a Hasog in Ahavas HaTorah. V'shashay Al Zivchem Dosa, Achekolta Navshi Yishol Yoyitzv HaBavli. For one halacha, he gave it all. He went a race in his spilus. Maybe it's not such a big spilus. This is Chazal HaKdoshim. These are the malachim that we can't begin to understand. But you know what isn't a spilus? You know what I can't begin to understand? When you see this today, when you see people that gave it all up, brilliant careers that gave it all up for an halacha achas. They're mutchizich, they mavazer themselves to try to understand basic gemara that our children know. And that is today the shemen hatoiv, that yoyed la'atzamayt, la'halav alavavayt, that's supposed to inspire us, that's supposed to uplift us, to see vodos mein tavor toira. That's supposed to remind us, mo'ahavti soyasecha kol hayoy misichasi. The Medrash teaches the pasuk, "Zehayoyim asa Hashem the Gila v'nisma chavach. So the Medrash teaches, what's bach? The chav veiz oisi ois shekesaf v'lanu b'soira. Rabbi Zangzun once teached, the Medrash is telling us a message. Our yid has to have simcha satoira, ahava satoira, that even for oisi ois, even for an oisi in toira, no Gila v'nisma chavach. And that's what you see today. Memutzich, mepluktzich, memafitzich. The basics. And that's what we have to take in. The mo'ahafi sayasecha that we see wherever we go. That's the bracha, Rabbi Sayyid. Never forget this. That's the bracha of Keshiva Satayra. And then nothing is too hard. And nothing is even Mesirat Nefesh. Because that becomes Simchas HaNefesh. And Libri Yomli, that's the Pshat in Chazal. We have no Asaga. We can't begin to imagine what it means in Ani, the life of Aniyas. But there was a time not long ago that people were Aniyas. And every morsel, every crumb was a Hoin Rav. Chazal told us, that's the derech aliyah b'Torah. If we have to take the memches kinyanim and put it in all into one, it's chashiva satayra. To freizich miyada brekla. That is soid. Mishameisim atmayaleha ka'oni. Otadot, that's the yisoid. Someone once passed their Baron Cutler's office, zichrei levracha, on a regular weekday. And he saw him dancing. He looks in. He's dancing alone. So he couldn't help but ask him, Simcha Mazar Isa. So Rabban told him, I tell you the truth. For 20 years, I didn't understand the beer hadra in Chay Shemish but Simin Chavches. And just now I figured it out. I think that's the pshat. I shouldn't dance. Figure out a beer hagra in Choshen Mishpat Simen Chavches. And that's the way you become our Baron Kotzah. And that's the way you buy Torah in America. The Nagila Venitz Vechavach in Yedia. The Mishameisim Atzmayaleh Ka'oni. A Baron was the Yedivir Shebedar. He was the biggest Oysa in Torah. But it was a Yedia. Another Yedia. Azaf Simcha. The Ein Toiva L'Toira. That's the way you become a Rabbaron. We see today, and I wish you would see it also, businessmen, professionals, that give up a half a day, a third of a day, to send in Beis Medrash. I know personally people, beligosma, that would give up, they make $250 an hour. They give up 3 hours a day. We should be thinking about that. You talk about Mesirat Nefesh, you're giving up a few dollars. People that are giving up daily that I see with these two eyes, $750 a day. And it's not they're going to become Rashi Yeshiva, they're going to write books, they're going to write Tzvoyim. They're doing it for one reason, to be counted amongst those that the Eibishter said, Kad Yasvin Yisrael, V'yaskin B'raisa. They do it for one and only reason, that they could experience firsthand Asher Misha Mali B'Torah. How is the Shaykh such a Mesiras Nefesh? The answer is because it's not a Mesiras Nefesh. Because by them it's Simchas HaNefesh. And that's the toy they have in their lives. Throughout the Doiris, do I have to tell you? Yidin gave away a Shtig Zich, Min Gerissen a Shtig Zich von Zich. Because they understood. They understood the Vort Torah, what they have. The smack in the midst of Talmud Torah, Halacha says, and he writes, B'zeh HaLoshen, La'olam yachshev adam b'shivcha shel Torah. A person should always think about the Shvach, the Gedul of Torah. Shemetoich kach yehavena. Do you know why you have to la'olam think about Shvach HaTorah? Because that's the way you'll see a lawyer giving away his career. And that's where you'll see a Baal HaBos giving up 700 shekels an hour. And that's where you'll see thousands of Baalei Tshuva giving it all up. Because that's what makes Mesiras Nefesh Simchas HaNefesh. Because that's the Eitzah. That's the solution to our problems. Or the problems we think we have. And I once had a hergish. You learn Gemara, I think one of the most tragic stories, one of the most heartbreaking incidents, is of Yochanan's life. Of Yochanan, the Gemara says, lost 10 children. He buried 10 of his children. I don't know how it's possible. I don't know how it's possible for you, a human being, to endure such pain and such loss. And if you ever wonder, but how did he do it? How did Rabbi Yochanan bury 10 children and continue? Do you know what the answer is? Do you know how Rabbi Yochanan was able to continue life in spite of all his tzaris? Be'ahava she'ohav Rabbi Yochanan as a Torah. Because he had kol tov. Rabbi Yochanan, the same Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Eitzah. The biggest bracha a person has is when he has Ahavat HaTorah, when he has Simchas HaTorah. I remember still when they first started printing the Shiurim of Shmuel Radovsky Zecheinu Levracha. Then he was still alive. And right away, as soon as it came out, it was like the Olam was Fakoy Fakisha from it. And today, you see, today it's one of the most popular Gedolei Achronim. I always wondered, Amer Koyche God, so many other Gedolim, and here Mamish, he's the Echad Min Hador. Punkt letztens I found, Rav Shlomo Cohen, who was one of the Talmidim of Hakam, the Chazon Ish, noticed, and this goes back close to 60 years ago, close to 50 years ago, and he noticed whenever the Chazon Ish would see the Shmuel Rozovsky, and he was then a younger man, mamish a younger man, he would give him very difficult covet. He would, if he'd come to his minyan, he would sit him by the mizrach vans, and you see, he was, for him, he gave special covet. So he asked him, what's that? This? What do you have with the Shmuel Rozovsky? So the Chazon Ish said, "Bezel l'shein kachay," as the Gresta Rosh Hashiva in Dor, and this goes back 50 years at least, the Dor Dayadin, 50 years ago, by the Leren Pesimcha. That was the Chazon Ish's words. That's the bracha. That's the bracha of Simchas HaTorah. The Medrash Shmuel teaches the Mishnah Besimcha, Kasher Yomid Besimcha Veshira Od Bavosa Yishke Tamit. Bavosa Yishel. He lives in a different world. He lives Fashikit in the Welt of Torah. And I want to tell you, Vorm Hayotzim in Aleif, I think I could say I tansav al hachasanis. I'm with Bochum, I learn with Kerlium Golayt, I deal with Balabatim. If there's one key to success, if there's one nekuda that makes or breaks a person in any matter, a yeshiva bachur, a kohel yungaman, a Baal HaBos, it's the, if he has the right yeshiva satayah, if he knows what he's doing, if he appreciates what he's doing, if he has enough simcha satayah, that his mesiras nefesh becomes simcha nefesh, then nothing is too hard. And if not, nothing is possible. I see it daily. Some people can't make it, and some people always make it. And I tell you, the lishum sofik, it's not the matzah, but it's the chesivas haTorah. Because you could have a Rabbi Yochanan that lost 10 children, but the answer was simchas hanefesh. You could have a person giving it all up, but that's simchas hanefesh. I think that's the pshat in the Gemara. The one that could learn and doesn't learn, Misha'ef Shalomite, Alaska the Pervena Isaac, it's not just Bittul Torah, but it's a symptom. The person doesn't have the right Yachas to Torah. He has an opportunity. He has an opportunity to sit and learn, and he doesn't learn. It's not just the Bittul Torah, but it's the Zoyin HaTorah. Because here you have a person that Boiz Yavuzulai would make a latsanis from giving him kol kesef v'chol zov, and you for nothing give up a seder. It's not the Bittul Torah, but it's the Zoyin that licked in the mensch's heart. And that's why it's the Dvar Hashem Boza. If there's one midah, if there's one nekuda that is most important to develop in a person's life, it's the midah of Simchas HaTorah. The phrase of Midyada Brekel, I once heard a story, it goes back probably close to 25 years ago, that the Altan of a Minsk Rebbe, Zechayinu Lavracha, if you knew him, he was a Yid was a Gilan Koyomov, who was once living with Chavrusa, and there was something, he had to look up a sefer, he was a Zoriz, he ran to the shelf, and there was a very high shelf, he got on the ladder, he climbed up, and Nebuch, he fell down, and he broke his foot. He was laying on the floor with Nebuch, terrible pain. So Chavrusa ran to call the ambulance. It was a four atzola, and they had to wait. They were waiting a minute or two. So all of a sudden, the Rebbe calls to this Chavrusa, Rabbi Yis Rosenbaum, Zichrei Levracha. And he calls him, motions him to come to him. He didn't know what happened. He says, Beinish, get my Gemara. So this Rabbi Yis Rosenbaum said, he'll never forget it. I'll never forget that sight. Here's a person, an elderly person, with a terrible flesh wound, laying on his back, holding up the Gemara, and it was God the Gemara Zvachim, Nachfetzu, holding up a Gemara Zvachim, because there's another minute or two till the ambulance comes. I want to have another minute or two. Marvel the Cassini, you think about it, it's heartwarming, laying on the floor, holding up a Gemara. Years later, I met someone who I knew would appreciate this story. I told him the Maisa. He says, you know, I'll tell you a different story. He went to visit the Rebbe Zechayinu Levracha. Mamash B'Soyf Yom of the last few weeks of his life. He was in the Sunadiki Yisurim. And he walked in, he caught him. He caught him Harvin Kedarko. And it was unusual that a person with such Yisurim should be learning. The Rebbe, who was known for his anivas, says, Sigonis, don't be impressed. It's nothing. That's what we're here for. Mezamel Sechayin Oitzis. Nacha Gemara, Nacha Rashi, Nacha Toysis. And then I chapped Bozev Velimen Ozeh. One story explains the other one. You know how it's possible? You know how it's possible to lay on the floor and hold up the Gemara's Zvachim? Because Mizamut Sachainaitz. If you see the Var Torah is the Yitzah, if you see Toibli Torah is Picha Mi'alfei Zav V'chesef, then it's not hard. That's the Brach of Simchas HaTorah. And if there's one Midah that I could say is the Yisoid of Hatzlacha, it's Chashivas HaTorah. Simchas HaTorah, Avas HaTorah, it's all one. It's to be machshiv and understand what you're doing. But I know what you're thinking. I know exactly what you're thinking. Of course, who doesn't know that? Who doesn't want to be kind of that midah? Who doesn't want to live a life when Mesiras Nefesh is Simchas HaNefesh? But how do you do it? How do you kind of such a midah? I know how you feel, because I also feel this way. I also felt this way. I was Eichet Terabeyim. G'doylei Torah. G'boyrei Torah. Adirei Torah. Rabbi Yechazan Zechayinu Levracha. Simcha Shep Zechayinu Levracha. Rabbi Ben Fein Zechayinu Levracha. Yibad Lechaim. Rav Hamza Zayin Gizunt. Rav Zalag Epshin Zayin Gizunt. And each in their own derech. The But one thing I saw in each and one of them, the tzad hashava, the shvil hazov that they all took, they lived a life of simchas Torah. It's hard to explain, but if you saw them, if you know them, that's what they were. They lived in a hecher hevelt. They lived in a hecher hevelt, not in the narish and narish hevelt that we live in of kepedis, of kovid, of tithes. But they lived in a different world. I was by Rabbi Yechazan's house. It's hard to believe that a person in America lived that way. He lived in the world of simchas Torah. It's hard to describe, but if you knew him, that it was kol kulei Torah. Now, Gifty used to tell the story. Lazer tells her, from walking in a base past the base medrash, and he heard two bracham talking, and one asked the kasha. So Lazer tells her, jumped in through the window, and said, I have a teretz. And they looked at it. Jumped through a window, a Rosh Hashiva, the Rav of Stutt. He jumped through the window. He said, I'm Shuldig. Ich bin wie a Schicke mit Bromfen. Bei mir teire wie a Schicke mit Bromfen. I'm uncontrollable. I can't control myself. He heard a kasha, he had a teretz. He jumped through the window. Schicke von teire. A vasa yishke tamid is what I saw by my rebellion. A leaven of Ein Tov El Torah. From morning to night, they were intoxicated by the Ein Tov El Torah. I always wanted. How does a person come to such a Torah? Over the years, I tried as much as I could to try to somehow understand, somehow comprehend the nekud of it. I'm going to tell you what I think perhaps is the neshama of this attitude. Bemis, I saw this by my rebellion, but I want to read you a letter that Reuven Fine Zichron Levracha wrote. Again, I chose him because he wrote something the other ones didn't write. He wrote to his son during the Persian Gulf War. It was a very difficult time, befat for yeshiva life in Eretz Yisrael. He had a son in learning in Eretz Yisrael. The letter I have in my possession, and he described a little bit of the life that the Mir Yeshiva had in Shanghai. And again, like I said before, I'll say again, living in America, it's impossible to really understand, to really picture such a life. But there was a yeshiva that lived b'sakana atzuma every day. And they lived there close to 5 to 6 years, some of them. They lived with the constant threat of being bombed by the Allies, who was enemies of China. And worse than that was the Chinese, who were probably worse than the Nazis in their hatred for Yidden. Chaim Shmulevitz said, he said vidui countless times, he thought he was finished. The whole yeshiva survived by money that was smuggled illegally. There was a few hundred bachim learning, surviving, and they had no income. So every penny that they had was illegal. So at any moment they could have been caught and they were finished. I mean, it's kedai to speak to Yidden that lived in Shanghai. It's mavel al arayim. And besides all the daily sakonis, pashati, simple parts of life was just unbelievable. The heat that was there was unbearable. I mean, forget about air conditioning. They couldn't open the windows because the law was they had to keep it closed and the shades down because they didn't want to become targets for the Allies. I heard from a Yid that was there. He said, in order to write a chiddush, to write that as a shtickle Torah, you had to have plastic. Oh, you have to have plastic. Because as soon as you put your hand down to the paper became wet from sweat. So the only way to write, you had that plastic that would catch the sweat, otherwise your paper would get drenched. That was daily living for 6 years. There was no lights. And the only way they had some type of light They used that refined word as tarvit, and he expressed that it was a shehefetz reyach loy noyim, a very unpleasant odor. The humidity was cham lach ba'oifin noyra. And this was day in, day out. Pachat, sakana, no food, heat, humidity. But then he writes in this letter, Halavai. Halavai v'yisikayoyim zoicha l'limud kozeh. Halavai today, living, and he was writing it from America, Berafkes, with everything, halavai I should have that learning. Those years, that we had nothing, Hareyem charusim v'chakukim al aleg, they're inscribed, they're engraved in the heart. Yoisim yikol. That's the answer. The answer is the more you give for Torah, the more havet you have. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz once said, people have a big mistake. People think someone who's zoicha, who's born with a havas haTorah, he learns day and night. Reb Chaim, is not true. No one's born with a havas haTorah. If someone learns, he gets a havas haTorah. A havas haTorah, Reb Chaim said, is like everything else, you have to work for it. And he's to quote the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Yotef. The Gemara has a stira. Kim b'sayres Hashem cheftzai. It's the Avis's Torah, Uvasayatza Yegu Yemen Valoila. So the Gemara depends. Before you learn, it's the Avis's Torah. After you learn, it's your Torah. Reb Chaim was Mazda. That's the secret. The secret of Havas HaTorah is when you learn, when a person learns, then it becomes Sayrasai. He would quote the Gemara in Vamatsiyah, you're familiar with. Rashi says, because he worked for it. That's the secret of Ahavas HaTorah. The more a person gives, the more a person has in Ahava. I once said, I think it's Pashit, look at the word. Look at the word Ahava. And you'll see the answer. Because in the word Ahava is Yohiv Hav. Because that's the way you come to a hava. When there's the yahav, when there's a hav, when a person gives, then there's a hava. And isn't that teva olam? The oldest kasha that we often wonder, a parent gives and gives and gives for the child. And the child for the first few years gives the parent nothing. So who should love who more? If the child receives, is the recipient of an endless amount of ahava, and the parents are constantly giving, so when Seichel says, who should love whom more? The child should love the parents. After all, they're giving and giving and giving. And yet, the Messias is like, yet we all know a father loves a child much more than the child loves the father. You know what the answer is? Because that's where the Eibishter made a world. That when there's hav, there's ahava. When there's yohiv, there's ahava. Because the parent gives, he has the ahava. That's the eitzah to havas haTorah. To sometimes give for Torah. I have a chava. For a short while, he was a rebbe in Twin Rivers. He learned with balabatim. And one balabas who didn't stand out like a particularly big lamdan, but whenever they came across a sugya in Eilu Treifus, he knew it. So as if this was his tale. So my father once asked him, out of curiosity, maybe tell me, what's up with Eilu Treifus? So he started to cry. And he said, do you know where I learned Eilu Treifus? Do you know where I learned Eilu Treifus? I learned it off in Banken, in Bergen-Belsen, on the benches, on the tables in Bergen-Belsen. I was a yeshiva bacha, a young bacha. I just started learning, and I was taken away to Bergen-Belsen. More than the pain and the suffering is that I lost an opportunity to learn. I just started tasting the Zeitgeist of Torah, and I lost it. And whenever someone came to the camp, I would try to find out, maybe he knows something, maybe he could teach me something. And v'hi ayoyim, a shaychet, an older man, a shaychet came to Bergen-Belsen, and I begged him, teach us something, learn with us, please. And he says, we don't have a Gemara, but grada eila treifas is, which is very important for shaychetim, that I grada know. So he said, every day they would sit and work, and they would learn and learn until it was chaza and chaza, until he knew eilu treifas. And he told my chavas, you want to know why I know eilu treifas? I learned it off in Banken in Bergen-Belsen. That's ahava yohiv. When someone gave in such a dramatic way, a shteitzach, it blibes by a person. Today, Baruch Hashem, we don't have these Nisyoinis, we don't have a Shanghai, we don't have a Bergen-Belsen, but we have times, difficult times. We have a hot day, we have a day without Cheshik, we have a cold day in the winter, a dark day. And that's the way a person grows in Ahavas HaTorah, when there's the Yohiv. And I once told someone who was struggling, I said, I give you a practical etzah. When you have a hard day, it doesn't go the way you want, look at it like an offer. Look at it like an opportunity. This is a way to grow in Ahavas HaTorah. So one day when you have this difficult day, it won't be any more Mesiras Nefesh. It will be Simchas HaNefesh. Look at it that way. You'll see it's easier. I once read the Baruch Be'er, printed in Mabita Tayre Musa. He once met his Eidra, Moshe Barnstein, Zecher Levracha. And he said, you should know, I saw a story today from the Yom Nosson Adler that saved my life. The yeshiva, as you know, built for me a new home. They didn't realize, Dr. Baruch Be'er, that directly across from my house, a galach lived. And the galach on his front door had a big tail. I saw that. I couldn't sleep at night. My whole life, I was so nizah from any type of aveira. And here in front of my house, I have a galach, and I have a tailor. But what should I do? I should tell the yeshiva what they did. Yeah, you see, Agav, his midas, now my mahmuz, you see his midas, how he thought about the yenim. He'd rather go through a gehenim, but not to spare the other person. And every day I couldn't be safe of it. Next to my house, I have a tzelem. And just today, I read a story. Rav Nosson Adler was going with some sefer. And the wagon, at this one horse, couldn't move. So the Bala Gola was a guy, took a shor, an axe, and hooked it up, and let's go. So the Nathanael jumped out of the wagon and started dancing. So he says, yes, what are you dancing about? She goes, when did I ever have an opportunity to be mikayim leisachis shor v'chamayachtav? Don't you see what he's doing? He's putting an issa deraisa that I never have an opportunity, and now I have a chance. I shouldn't dance. So Baruch Be'er said, this is my matzah. I have an opportunity daily. B'nei yeshiva, b'nei Torah, Baruch Hashem, b'derech klal, experience the ein tov al Torah. Live the Ashrei Misha Moli B'Torah. But sometimes by those hard days, when there is a hard day, maybe at least mentally dance. Dance that we have an opportunity to show the Eibishter what his Torah means to us. That even if it's not so geschmack as it usually is, but I have a chance of showing the Ahava Yohiv. I have a chance of showing that ain't toiv al toiv is even in a hard day. As a good techava, with a little experience and a lot of ahava, I tell you, if there's one midah, if there's one perspective that is most important for every single person, it's to really understand what it means, Ein Tayva L'Tayra, to live in the world that Hecher Evelt, or Be'avosa Yishge Tamid, because then everything goes, then everything is possible, everything is the Simcha. I once spoke with a Bacha who was learning. I thought he was learning as good as the next person, and he didn't look good. I asked him, so he told me, I'm just burnt out. I'm learning, and I'm doing nothing. Now, what does that mean? I'll tell you what that means. That means he's learning, but he's not the Gadol Hador. His name is not in the papers. He's not on any kind of Kol Kaira. He's learning, but he's doing nothing. And I remember thinking at the time, he might be learning, but he'll never make it. If he has that attitude, if he could say such a thing, if a Pekodesh could say, I'm learning and I'm doing nothing, that's a churban. That is a churban, Rabbi say. He's doing nothing. The Archayim HaKadosh teaches the Pasuk in B'chukaisai Teleichu, which is our tog, our nach, in B'chukaisai Teleichu. So the Archayim HaKadosh, what does it mean? So he teaches the Poshet of Shas. What's the Lashon Teleichu? So he says, the Chazal tell us that the Eibush Techapto on Tiravam and says, if you do tshuva, ani vato uben yishay netayel began Eidim. Zok derachayim HaKadosh and b'zeh HaLashon, that Tiyol HaZeh, this Tiyol, is the Dargah Shashua She'en L'mayla HaMenu, is the greatest form of Oynig that's possible, is the greatest Char, Ashi Enes Yizkeloi. No. So how is a person Zaycha? How is a person Zaycha to that? Noyredike Hergish? Zok de Pasik in B'chukaisai Teleichu. If a person sits and learns, then he'll have that teal, that halicha. I thought to myself, by the Eibush, the Torah is the greatest form, greatest maisa person could do. And Yeshiva Bach could say, I'm doing nothing. He's doing nothing. Shaymei Shamayim, where are we holding? He's doing nothing. Is it true of Min HaShamayim? That is Kishmoy Kainhu. A Rishon that had tshuvas sent him min hashamayim, and in Siman Lamed Beis he asked about writing Chedushei Torah and Chalamoid. So the response was, Oysem she'orim nehovim lefnei hamelech. The learning, the Yom Abaya, the Yom Aravis, Yoysem mikol mishkinos Yaakov amekayim b'em shar mitzvos. V'chol mi shemachshiv machshavais v'soy v'svaret ba'alochais v'chamureis emat zich tvashtein ha-rashi to understand the Tosis Teretz. Neho v'nechmod v'fnei ha-melech. And then he concludes v'advorim v'machshavais heim ha-goliath ha-yikoris be'enav. When Yeshiva Bach is sitting here in Beis Medrash and he's mattering to understand the Rashba, zokti min ha-shemayim that ha-goliath ha-yikoris be'enav. And someone could say he's doing nothing. And let me ask you, you don't have to answer. How many here think they're doing nothing? How many here are learning and think they're doing nothing because they're not famous, they're not world renowned? And that's what you have to learn in yeshiva. And that's the most important thing you have to learn in the yeshiva, to be massive what you're doing. To feel that the Torah is the Magolis Yikarais. And again, I could say, Ani Agev, I could tell you from my experience. The Maral writes, Ve'isi bonim, Asher libam pasuach, Kepischai shel ulam. A That's a lesson Chazal say are Rabbi Kiva the Tana. I saw bochum that were like Rabbi Kiva in their ability. Atzur oyim l'kabel kol ha-tayir kula. They had the potential, they had the ability to steig like Rabbi Kiva. And yet, in spite of all that, v'achisam nevdu v'hoyu gishar amei haaretz. The result was nothing. They became amei haaretz. Zok de maral, and he swears b'shem Hashem, chai Hashem tzivokai. I swear, im ein royu v'kroya al zeh kisei v'tayir shenisa. If you see such a churban, someone that has the ability to steig, to be a Rabbi Kiva, and he becomes an amaretz, it's right to write Kriya like a Sefer Torah in this earth. And later, as years go on, you see this. You see people with potential, people with kishroinus, people with abilities, people in yeshiva that had things going for them. But I would add, you know why? Because they think they're doing nothing. They don't have the aleph in Limud HaTorah, the Simchas HaTorah. They don't have the real true feeling of Ein Simcha Ki Simchas HaTorah, Ein Toiva LaTorah. No, and after a while, a person gets burnt out. I give a shef of Balabatim. So after once, I think it's Kamat 3 years ago, someone came over to me, spoke about learning. And he says his father learned by the Chafetz Chaim 6 years. But the first encounter he had with the Chafetz Chaim was the most remarkable. Oh, he was remarkable. His father was a young teenager, came to Radin. And Kamat, he had not yet met the Chafetz. He saw the Chafetz Chaim, he didn't meet him personally. And he gets a telegram from his family that he has a cousin that was sick, a girl that was sick, and he should go into the Chofetz Chaim immediately and ask him to give a bracha for this cousin. So his father was the Baal HaMais. His father was alive. I think he's still alive. Then he was for sure alive. So he went into the Chofetz. He had to wait to get an appointment. He was a young bracha. He never spoke to the Chofetz Chaim. And his turn came. All of a sudden, suddenly, he's in front of the Chofetz Chaim. And out of COVID, out of year, out of fear, he froze. Mama, she couldn't talk. He couldn't get a word out. And he said every second was like an hour. The Chofetz Chaim had people waiting and one after the other, and he's standing doing nothing. Mama's saying. So the Chofetz Chaim was waiting. And his hezba was the Chofetz Chaim felt so bad, how bad he felt. So the Chofetz Chaim said, and I quote the lashon that he told me. He looked up and said, Izetach von unser, your Talmud in our yeshiva. Iveistach was nedaftan. You come to me, you need a bracha, you know what we have to do. Iveistach the emes bracha. You know, you're one of ours, you know what the real bracha is. Zait moisif noch a seder. Er another seder. Und sie vet haben erfuhr shalem. And he was nishtayman. He didn't say about a Z. He didn't say about a Fush. He didn't say a word. No. So you hear the story, you right away think, wow, the Chofetz Chaim is Ruach HaKodesh. I'm not involved in that. My Rebbeim, who were by the Chofetz Chaim, they said that what's Poshet, the Rabbi Chanan said it, Keseda, that Al Tzet, Misoifa Oilam Atsoifa. The Chofetz Chaim had Eugen. He saw Misoifa Oilam Atsoifa. I can tell you a story that Meir Bayim will witness to. Misoifa Oilam Atsoifa. I'm not expelled from this. But you know what I'm expelled from? How the Chofetz Chaim understood the bracha of Liman HaTorah. How the Chofetz Chaim understood what a bracha's learning is. This is the Gresse bracha. And I guarantee you that if you think this way, you'll never think I'm doing nothing. And now is the time. Now is the time in these gebenchte yarn, and I can't say that word enough times. In the time that you have without daigus, without tirdus, without manias, to be kind and not only Torah,
Tikoina and his Kashrus the Tayra, a Chashivus the Tayra. Rabbi Zalzangis on top of my Fush Shalema, once, the last shmooze he said in Beis Medrash Gada, he spoke, he gave a shmooze about his Kashrus the Tayra. And he spoke about one story about a Rav in Bronx and a story about his father. And it was amazing how the hiskashes that these people had for Torah. But what I want to tell you is what, how he concluded that shmuz, and he printed it in the Atar Lemelech, and I read you the lashon. I think it's important. After writing about the hiskashes that these people had, that nothing was impossible. And I want to add, Maisa, I never said Barabim, and hope it should be a schus for the Fuasai. One of his children told me that he went to have a radiation treatment, and it's a marvel that he is surim. So his son asked him, how did you do this? 3 hours. So he said, Kalacha Yad. Well, before I went, I chazed Mishnayis, and I just, in 3 hours, I finished all the Mishnayis. Yeah? Imagine a person laying, it's a metal table, it's Muyam Dik Yisurim, and he's chazing Mishnayis. That's his kashus l'tayr. That's someone who's b'yashikim et b'ramfin. And he's going through Yisurim, and he's busy with Yisur ben Levi, and b'yachron, mavel al arayim. Where do you get such an kashus? Me'ein bo his kashus atzuma l'tayr, Hachayderis, but oimek hanefesh, that mamish, that there's nothing too hard, nothing impossible. Dava zenikna b'yimei hanu'urim, in the younger years. Kemuvan ayde limud tomid b'iyun. To lig in learning. To lig in learning. To mit a gishmak, mit simcha, like we said. He once said, Lam at the halba cup is gebatel with the halba cup. Learn kolkulei dibik chaverim b'li hasachadas b'li pizah nefesh, not to be learning and thinking about what's tutzich in the world. By the asimcha v'atainig mi'amola shel toira pilpula deraisa nasa odom dovik l'toira. By learning, by yohiv, the yohiv that brings the ahava. Zman urim shakoiches v'anonim v'anefesh misashemes v'yoysa. The younger years, the biggest brachy is the younger yarn. Mesugel ma'oid lichreiz brisim atayir, to become one with tayir. At shenivla b'domei v'nasis kinyan nafshe la'adayad. And he concludes, Ashrei mi sheminatzel es yimei hanurim lehizdabek v'tayirah. Ules kasher ba bekesher inafshei bilti nifid laad ulayamei alamim. And these gebenchte yorin, and the frat in the summer months, in these 2 months, wherever you look, wherever you turn, wherever you go, all you see is ahavas hatayra, your chaverim, your abeyim, gedolei tayra. Look around, look at the mizrach, look at one after the other. A eloquent testimony of Ein Tov Ela Torah. Take it in. Use these years to be koina that midan is gova of ahavas haTorah. But you have to realize the bracha that you have. You have to realize adosa degres the bracha. I once said a pshat. You find in Parshat Zeis bracha, Moshe gave each of the shvatim of bracha, each individual custom-made bracha. After he finished, the pasuk says, he says, Ashrecha Yisrael. So it's a little strange. What's he adding? He gave Ruvain and Shimon and Levi, and what's he saying? Ashrecha Yisrael. So Rashi bavon v'kasha. So Rashi la'acha sheporet lehem abrachis. He gave each one a bracha. Amalehem, Mali Lifrat Lechem. What else could I ask for you? I gave you each a bracha, right? Atalogasha. Haklaladova, Hakosha Lechem. What I want to ask you is, Ashrecha, Hakol Shalachem.
It was very strange.
Moshe himself understood there's nothing to add.
So what's he adding?
You know, sometimes you hear a speaker after 18 speakers says, really, Shadovas Moshe Tzayin. And he gets up and he speaks an hour. And he proves that Tak is in Shadovas Moshe Tzayin. That's not what Moshe was saying, Chalila. What's Moshe adding? I once understood the Rashi, I think a little deeper, a little more halach l'maisedik. I once got a phone call from a balabas. I have to speak to you. I told him tonight's a bad night, I'm busy. It has to be tonight. But I'm in yeshiva. I'll come to yeshiva. I have to talk to you tonight. Mamish was scared. It was a pikuach nefesh. That's the way it sounded. Mamish. So I met him, and he says, I need an exam. I'm becoming 50 soon, and I just realized I wasted my life. That was his words. What do I do? Almost 50. Well, he spoke with him, but then I chapped. Gewalt, gewalt, gewalt. Pain that a person could have. He had his best years, his bachur shiur, in the early years. Now he's 50 already. And he woke up that he wasted his best years. He misused, he abused his biggest bracha. It's never too late, of course. But to imagine a person should come to the realization he wasted his best years. You know why that is possible? Because he didn't realize the bracha he had until it was almost too late. A person could have the greatest bracha, but he has to realize it. He has to understand and know what he has. Because if not, he could come to a day that he says, I wasted my life. And Moshe understood that. And Moshe understood you could have the biggest bracha and the greatest bracha, but if you don't realize what you have, if you don't understand what you have, then you could wake up one day and it's too late. So Moshe says, after I gave you all the brachas, I want to tell you the most important statement. Ashrecha Yisrael. Realize what you have, understand what you have, and use and take advantage of what you have. And this is what I want to tell you tonight. More important than having the bracha, than having the greatest bracha, is knowing that you have the bracha. To realize Ashrecha Yisrael, to realize in these gebench the yarn that you have, take advantage of them, use them. And let me just be messiah with a maisa that since I heard it, I tell you, since I heard it, every day I see how much more the maisa is and how it is so much a reality. And I think it's part of the Ashrecha Yisrael. Kamat Cheshwab Zecheinu Levracha. Tzadik in Monsi, this Chofetz Chaim of Aldor, he was called. He once told us, he learned by a Baruch Pe, and it was right in Tav Shin, the 1940s. It was an Eis Sarah Hiliyakov. First of all, it was the war was breaking out, there was Sakonis. And the time that many Gedolei Olam were nifta, Shimon was nifta, Chaim Oizer, and Baruch Be'er was nifta. The discooper, Baruch Be'er, called his Talmidim. He was there. And he told him a very mysterious few words. He says, in the Malachitan, in regular times, a general is a general. A general is a general. Un aposhte soldat is a aposhte soldat. The regular soldier is a regular soldier. Of in Shas Muhammad, in wartime, a general fault, he said, and the general's fall, I feel the posh the soldat, even a simple soldier can burn a general. He was referring to Chaim Oizer was nifter, Shimon was nifter, and probably with his Heilige Eugen, he saw that he was going to be nifter, and that's what the message he said. In a shas milchama, I feel a posh the soldat can win a general. Samad Cheshwab said, since then, how he sees this bechush, and he once he made a cheshbon for us. He said, look around today. Ruba de ruba of the Rosh Yeshiva are all young alike. Because when I was growing up, Gedolim was a Kainim, Yoshua Yeshiva. And today, Roy Rosh Yeshiva, the younger light. Roy Mechabe Svarim, younger light. Roy younger light and Koilu, that we never saw. Because you know what the pshat is? Because now is a Shas Mechamba. Now is a Dar Yosem. And in the Dar Yosem is a special Siyata Deshmaya. There's a Siyata Deshmaya that Afilu Apash the Soldat, if he applies himself, if he takes advantage, he can have the Siyata Deshmaya of the Greisa General. And that's another part of Ashrecha Yisrael. Living in this Dar Yosem is obviously very challenging, but it's also an opportunity. Because the Siyata Deshmaya to the one that applies himself is La'umim Ki Yisufa. In these times, because of the Dar Yosem, the Siyata Deshmaya is so much more. But a person has to realize Ashrecha Yisrael. He has to realize the matzav he has. He has to realize the ability he has. If there's one thing I could tell you, that certainly of the most important Yisraelis, is to grow in Simcha Satayra, to grow in Ahava Satayra, to realize the opportunity you have, to realize the potential that each and every one of you have. And remember, Ashrecha Yisrael, Ashrechem,
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני אל שטרודל, KOLHL.com